Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome to Voice America's Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I have to admit, guys, I'm in a very, very excited mood. We're going to call today Super Thursday. And it is, in fact, Super Thursday. Why am I so excited? And why is everyone else so depressed out there in the markets? Well, the fact is what we've been talking about on this show for a while, for 2 years since we got started, is the ability to invest longer term, to harness your emotions, folks. That's the main message right here. To harness your emotions and use a process to identify the few superlatives and let them dominate your portfolio and let them create wealth, not a return, but I said wealth, so that you can begin a process of setting up charitable foundations and nonprofits and actually make a difference in this world. And folks, obviously, you cannot do it if you are mediocre. You cannot do it if you own a mediocre portfolio. And you certainly can't do it if you approach this market in any kind of emotional way. Now, a couple of years ago, before we set up our new funds, and by the way, folks, when I said new funds, the prospectuses came in hot today off the press. If you'd like a prospectus on the Exceptionator Mutual Fund, which came to market this month, finally, give us a call at 888-766-6828. What we're doing here, folks, this is a 40-act fund where we are just choosing the 40 highest-ranked quantitative companies in the world, and not caring what country they're in, not caring what sector they're in, not caring what size the companies are. All we want to know is, do they in fact have the highest free earnings, cash flow, revenue growth, margin acceleration, valuation? And yeah, the list is long, but when you own them, something's different going on. Now, clearly, we've all heard of the subprime by now. We've all heard that no companies can sell anything anymore because the average, or all of America, in fact, is sitting home burning a fireplace because they can't afford the energy either. Well, of course, nothing can be further from the truth, and in fact, not only is America doing just fine, but the whole world is doing fine. And so, just think of this for a moment. Think of if you had a group of companies, 40 of them, that had an average revenue growth this year, last 12 months, of 41%. Or four times the S&P's average. What about if those same companies had a sales acceleration level of 35% versus less than 1 for the overall market in S&P 500? What would happen if you had 40 companies that, when they reported their earnings, actually beat the estimates, not by a penny, but by 30%. what if those companies were trading at a better valuation when you look at PE and price to sales and cash flow and those kind of things? Well, the answer is you wouldn't care less what Bernanke says or does. You wouldn't care less what Huckabee or Huckaboo or anything of the like is saying as they promise Americans they're going to unite America and cure the health system and make sure that everyone's got enough to eat and that they'll grow global peace and whatnot. Well, again, I said it before, I'll say it again. They like to say that American kids are fat and stupid and they're just watching video games and they have no future. And I would say, hopefully not, but maybe your kids fit that profile. What I can tell you is that if you were to scour the country, or even better yet, throw open the borders and scour the world, do you think you'd be able to find 40 individuals that are actually not only doing their homework, but doing extracurricular work, researching things on the internet, volunteering time? I think you get the message. Well, in fact, there's more than 40 of them, but that's all we'll even allow in our portfolio. Yes, this is the single most discriminating way of selecting companies and then get unemotional. Now, one of the things I joke about lately is that I have to be careful what I wish for, because sometimes my wishes are kind of all coming true here. So I've got to be careful what I wish for. And I wished for a big sell-off in the market so that when we started our mutual fund, we wouldn't really be starting kind of at the top of a cycle. And even though I've got confidence regardless what happens in the short term, it's always good to get in low and get started low, right? Well, I made a wish for a pullback. Look what we got. We got a point where today's Thursday. On Tuesday, folks, we had 12 new highs on all three exchanges combined, New York, NASDAQ, and American. That's right, 12 new highs in total, with just over 2,000 companies hitting a new low for the 52-week cycle. 12 to 2,000. Well, that not only is a little bit unhealthy, that's called a terminal point. I have them saved. In fact, in my draw from 1990 when I was managing money, 1998 when I was managing money, 1990 we saw it happen again, and now we see it again, 2,000 new lows with less than a dozen new highs. So, folks, when you see that, believe me, the news is bad. Believe me, no one has a solution for the problems the country's in, and no one has the optimism to think that those problems could possibly be solved. And right when that happens, guess what? Someone's down in a basement somewhere with the central bankers and with the titans of Wall Street and Main Street. Warren Buffett gets a sweet little deal to take over the insurance of the municipality bonds. And the next thing you know, the smoke clears. The little guy's choked up his stock, and the big guy came in and bought it from him at low levels. Well, the whole idea here is controlling your emotions and asking yourself, can you identify companies that fit this little profile? So, yeah, let me not underestimate what's going on in real estate. I certainly wouldn't want to hold five mortgages on properties that I was just hoping to sell to somebody else at a higher price. Certainly wouldn't want to be there. Certain wouldn't want to be in a whole lot of places, but the whole idea here is that these public companies have no agents. There's nobody to negotiate with. All you have to do is pull the trigger and you own shares of their company, and if they no longer rank up, they no longer can carry that torch for you, they're simply not one of the 40 top companies in the country, you don't have to be embarrassed and call him in and fire him. You don't have to pay him severance to go away. You don't have to do any of that. All you need to do, again, is not panic. Just pull the trigger and rebalance. That's what we do here, folks. We call them the exceptionator funds, because we're only investing in the exceptionals. And what do we mean by that? Well, again, I'll just remind you that statistically, 90% of everything and everybody, whether it's the group that's listening today, their IQs or their weight or their height or the height of the trees in their backyard, when you mathematically take them, you average them up, you take the mean, you cross-section, you create a bell curve, and guess what, folks? 90% of everything in the world is actually just average. So the question is, why would you want to own all of those stocks? Why would you buy the whole S&P 500? Why would you buy the Wilshire 5000? Why would you buy the Russell 2000? Unless you just feel a little bit better with mediocrity. Well, we would prefer to have a little additional volatility that comes and goes in the markets to own just 40 of the best of the best of the best. And that's why when they mic me up tomorrow on CNBC, we'll remind them that when you look back over time on the most exceptional returns that are created in the stock market, the individuals that created them, they were created during periods when there were recessions that come and go. There were bear markets that came and went. There were wars, famines, frankly, new diseases affecting the population no one even ever heard of before. And through it all, the ones that focused on isolating the top companies and focused their mind on the top companies made the most amount of money. So that's what we do, and we keep it simple, and we keep it humble, and that's simply what we do here at Magnet and with the Exceptionator Funds. What I'd like to do after this quick break, I mentioned home building. Folks, there are some problems out there. We have Mike Larson, Senior Real Estate Analyst for Money and Markets, joining us. That's his focus. That's where he spends his time. We want to find out what his insights are. So stick with us. We'll be right back following this quick commercial break.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money, call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspect of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
With thousands of homes destroyed or damaged by fire, lots of people are wondering what to do next. If you are a wildfire survivor, SoCalHelp.org can help you find support and decide what to do, right now, wherever you are. This easy-to-use website is a place you can go to get immediate help with food, shelter, and important medications, and start getting your life back on track. Get help now with insurance, legal issues, and find professional services like doctors and counselors. You can access contact information for national agencies, hotlines, and services that have the resources you need. You can also connect with other survivors and people who can help. For the answers and support you need to rebuild, visit SoCalHelp.org.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
All righty, folks, and welcome back. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We're going to turn away from the stock market right now. Folks, have you heard anything about the home building or housing market lately? I have a feeling you have. Rather than just deal in generalities, let's find out what the experts say. We're going to bring on Mike Larson. He's the senior real estate analyst for Money in Markets. And Mike, are you out there yet? Alrighty, when Mike calls in, we'll just patch him right through. I read through a press release that he had put out. He's talking about the single sharpest drop in 27 years in home building, but points out actually that the most home sales are done from existing homes and people reselling existing homes, but clearly, if you're looking at employment numbers, if you are looking at all kinds of numbers that go into new housing creation, you probably wouldn't be surprised that that market is suffering and folks that are in that industry are suffering. And there's simply no question that there are winners and losers in this marketplace. And again, if you look at our portfolio, we don't have any home builders. In fact, we are short several in the construction industry. It's simply a group that we know one day will turn around. We know one day it will get better. And in fact, one day it's actually going to get frothy again and people won't remember. Just like we don't remember the guys in real estate who lost their shirt in 1990 or before the Resolution Trust in 1986. And people went ahead and got over-leveraged again. People bought too much, too high. And so the old expression when real estate is hot is that, heck, they just don't make any more land, so you got to buy all you want. Well, the fact is nothing can be further than the truth. It's very important whether you are buying real estate, whether you are buying existing homes, whether you're buying individual stocks, artwork, collectibles, folks, it always matters what you pay. And the single most successful clients I have made fortunes in real estate, but they actually didn't buy when the public was buying. They bought when the public was selling. They were choking over their own finances. They come in, they have their money tidy to soak up these low prices, and then the next thing you know, like it always works out, another cycle begins, and rents increase, and the population, folks, as long as the population is increasing, and you are looking at an environment where we have nearly full employment, so when we're talking about 5% unemployment, well, what actually does that mean? That means that 95% are working. And I think Mike called in a little bit late. Let's bring Mike on. And Mike, welcome to our show. It's Mike Larson, senior real estate analyst from Money and Markets. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Jordan. How about yourself?
Fantastic. We're gonna send you an alarm clock for next year's holiday gift.
Well, you know, got a little bit of a number mix up.
Lot cooking.
Now,
there's no worry at all. Mike, I mentioned that you put out a press release about the home building sharpest drop in 27 years. I know you have 20 years of experience following this market. Who better to bring on? So let me let you get right to it. Not only the drop in the 27 years, tell me what you think are the most important statistics and trends to look at to understand what this real estate market is all about right now.
Well, you know, we just got the freshest numbers today, for example, in the existing home sales market. And when you look at what the Realtors Group had to say, you've got sales that are down about 22% from a year ago. You've got prices that were off about 6% from a year ago, which is the biggest drop they've found yet. And keep in mind, these are national numbers. And you also got supply was actually a little bit of an improvement, but a lot of that, I think, is just what tends to happen at the end of the year. People take their houses off the market, and then they try listing again once the spring selling season gets underway. You know, any way you slice it, 2007 finished pretty ugly. It was an ugly finish to an ugly year. The real question now is, you know, what's going to happen in 2008? We're always forward-looking, and you got a little bit of a mixed bag there. Mortgage rates have generally been falling for the borrowers who have good credit and they got down payment money in the bank. I mean, you can get a 30-year fixed conforming loan for about 5.5% right now, which is the lowest we've seen since early 2004. On the flip side, you got a lot of people with bad credit or people in the jumbo mortgage market, especially in places like California where houses are more expensive, that are having a harder time because those loan rates haven't come down much and the lending standards have gotten a lot tighter there. So, again, a little bit of a mixed bag right now.
Right. Interesting. And, again, I'm glad you touched on it. The market can be different in different areas. But certainly all around the country, you're not seeing the real estate speculation clearly we were seeing a couple years ago. In fact, it's the opposite. Well, let me ask you, I know that every cycle is, in fact, different. One thing we know for sure, people do need a place to sleep at night, and there is a growing population from both internally and immigration and whatnot. Let me ask you, when, if you were to target and guess when things might turn around, when might that be? But just as importantly, what are the kind of the early signs that you see to kind of conform that we're probably past the bottom already? What are you going to look for?
Well, sure. I mean, as far as timing, I think we're probably looking at, you know, at the earliest, very tail end of this year and possibly end of 2009. I say that because while the mortgage rates are working for people with good credit, lending standards have tightened up, you've still got a ton of supply on the market, and you've got an economy that certainly not yet is showing signs of being in recession, but is definitely weakening, and that's all happening as we head into the key, you know, next few months for real estate sales. So I think, again, this year probably a little bit disappointing, but you know, the builders have cut back on a lot of construction. The interest rates have come down. So once you start working through that supply, you know, later, the tail end of this year, maybe into 2009, you're going to see more stabilization and a better time to buy. I do think in the meantime, though, you're probably looking at prices coming down another, you know, mid-single-digit area, somewhere in that ballpark.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, you know, Mike, I look at the value of houses where I live, and certainly they're up from 10 years ago. I never, and we live in a beautiful area, New Jersey. You know, there is inflation, and simply things cost more over time. So I'm not sure we actually had the bubble that everyone talks about. When I consider a bubble, I'm talking about up 30% per year for 3-4 years in a row, and maybe we had that in some regions. We certainly didn't have that everywhere. What I'm really curious about is the fear that the media is throwing at us is the resets are coming, and the resets are coming, and that's when the wave of inventory and defaults come on. I've read about the government plan that's letting people refinance through the government. Is that going to save things? Is that a real program, or is that going to help out?
Well, you've got a couple things going on. Number one, you've got the FHA, you know, the government-insured mortgages. Congress is sitting on some legislation that would make those loans somewhat easier to get, and that also could potentially raise the loan limit, the size of the mortgages FHA can insure. If that happens, that, you know, helps some of the people who right now in jumbo mortgages have to pay more. And it does help some of the people, you know, they have another program called FHA Secure, which is designed to refinance some borrowers out of troubled mortgages into FHA. And on top of that, you have this subprime ARM rate freeze that Treasury Secretary Paulson has been talking about. I mean, all of these things help around the margins. I mean, they're certainly not going to hurt. They are going to help some groups of buyers and people who are in bad loans and are underwater. But really, until prices stabilize, you got to, and especially until the economy shows signs of maybe rebounding from this downturn, you've got a lot of people that are upside down in their homes, and that regardless of what their interest rates do, they're really looking at a situation of being down $30,000-$40,000 on their house, and if they lose their job, they're going to walk away. That's the real risk, is what happens to home prices. So again, helpful. It's certainly better than nothing. It's not a cure-all. That's how I'd sum it up.
Right. Well, you know, I actually always try to have my own point of view. I agree with you completely in terms of it all is going to come down to the economy, and probably we will see a recession. Probably we will see the market or the economy decline further than accelerate. But I think that what's real important here is the media has a way of creating this kind of panic where people feel like everyone's running to the hills and certainly throwing their real estate away. I just don't agree with that, and I appreciate your perspective. Now, you know, I know that you write quite a bit. If people want more information on what you're thinking and what you're seeing, where are they going to find information? And is there a website? Is there a phone number?
Website, there sure is. If they go to moneyandmarkets.com, every Friday I write there just about my take on what's going on in interest rates, the financial markets, housing, and real estate overall. So they get a chance to check those out on Fridays. That's where I'll try and keep everybody up to speed.
Right. So, Mike, I don't know, where do you live?
I live in South Florida, Palm Beach County, actually. So
okay.
You know, we're kind of the epicenter for a lot of this stuff that's happened over the last few years.
Right. Interesting. So you're kind of right in the middle of that. You saw a big run up, and now you're seeing lots of inventory. I got to ask, do you rent or do you own?
Well, I own. My wife and I actually signed our contract on new construction way back in 2003. So we got in early enough, and we didn't do any stupid financing. We put 20% down and this, that, and the other. So I think we're in a pretty good situation.
Right. So I don't hear you selling and renting and waiting for 30% and getting back in. You're going to ride right through it like the rest of America. And listen, I really appreciate your time. And I bet you anything your house is worth a whole lot more money in 10 and 20 years from now.
Got it. Take care, Jordan.
All right. You be well. We'll be right back, folks. We're going to come back. We're going to now take a look at some global markets and what some experts are thinking over there. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Stick with us now.
Money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
The Bauer Power Hour will focus on ways to improve a company's marketing message. Some of the sharpest minds in marketing will be featured on the show. So listeners will get free advice from folks that normally have to pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars per hour to access. Listen live every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, that's 2 p.m. on the East Coast, to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer on the Voice America Business Channel.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Voice America's Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And folks, for the last couple of years, I've been telling you, open your eyes, open your horizons, look international. And we're now going to bring on Mike Burnick, and he's Director of Research over at the Sovereign Society. Mike, I've read through your recent article. First of all, welcome on to our show.
Well, thank you, Jordan. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely, our pleasure. And listen, I have a lot of my own thoughts on the global markets, and clearly I think there's a global build-out that's taking place that's much bigger than almost anybody recognizes. What I'd like to do before we get into the markets, just help us out on your experience, your background, let people know why we're bringing you on, why you have this expertise, and I also want to know kind of how much you spend time on the road internationally in the last couple of years.
Yeah, actually, we do quite a bit of traveling with the Sovereign Society. You know, we're dedicated, our organization, Jordan, as you know, is an international investment and asset protection organization. So we have conferences around the world, really, on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, we just got back from the Bahamas. We're over there. That's tough duty when you have to go to Paradise Island for a week.
I feel sorry for you, but welcome back.
Yeah, exactly. But that was good. We were in Europe last summer, you know, kind of touring some of the things that are going on over there. As a matter of fact, we're scheduled to be going to St. Kitts here pretty soon, and then later in the year we'll be doing a tour in Asia. So very interesting things going on around the world. As you pointed out, most of the rest of the world is growing a lot faster than the U.S., and you know, they don't face the same headwinds in their economy that we're seeing here from the subprime and the housing, as your last guest, you know, was talking about.
Right, and so what I really want to get into here, because I see the foreign markets not as the places that catch the flu when we sneeze, but instead they are growing, they are building, there are international multi-billion dollar construction projects that just won't slow down, in my opinion, because someone over-leveraged themselves in Florida or California. And, you know, you're talking here about not too early, I saw this press release, not too early to search for bargains. Well, when things go on sale, people tend to panic. It's good to see you're looking at you're seeing some value. Tell me, not necessarily individual companies if you don't want, but where geographically and kind of what you're seeing that makes you realize the long term is, in fact, as strong as it looks to you.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. I mean, I think you have to keep things in perspective. Certainly what we've seen in the market over the last, over the last several weeks, certainly, and really in general over the last few months since last summer and the credit crunch really started, is we have gotten a very negative type of environment going on here. I mean, a lot of people are calling it a bear market. You know, we could indeed be going through a bear market. I know some of the overseas markets we've seen, like China, Japan, a few others have already technically fallen into a bear market type category in terms of being down over 20% from recent mm-hmm. record highs. And so, you know, that is a good point. It's a good time to take stock of where you are in your portfolio. But most of all, you know, you don't want to panic at a time like this. Because, you know, we've seen these things before. I'm sure we'll see them again. Is, you know, markets, financial markets, both internationally and here in the U.S., are very much driven by psychology in the short run, and, you know, more than they are on the actual fundamentals. But the fundamentals couldn't be brighter in a lot of these emerging markets overseas. As you pointed out, you know, there's tremendous growth going on. You know, China just announced that their GDP growth for their economy in the fourth quarter expanded at another 11% annual rate. That's four quarters in a row. I mean, it's just unheard of. Here in the U.S., we'll be lucky if we can manage 1% growth, you know, for the first quarter here that we're in now. Much less 11%. So,
right.
You know, it's just an order of magnitude different over there because, I mean, you know, you're looking at 1.3 billion people in China that are all want to, you know, aspire to greater standard of living. They're looking to move into the middle class over there, the same as, you know, took place here in the U.S. probably 100 years ago, you know.
Right. No, I think it's great perspective. I also, you know, everyone's talking China and India. There's also, I think the guys in Russia kind of struck it rich with a little oil here. I think the national resources coming out of South America is astounding. So, you know, I see growth on every continent, and, you know, they just showed an article in the Sunday Times this last week about four major cities actually being just built from scratch in Saudi Arabia.
Right, right. They took a look at Dubai with some, I guess, lustful intentions. They want something along the their own lines that's as glamorous as Dubai is in the Middle East. So they're going to build four cities just like Dubai in Saudi Arabia over the next several years, which is staggering if you think about it, because right now most of the world's construction cranes, I think about 25% of them are in the city of Dubai right now. So I'm not sure how they're going to pull that one off. We're going to need a lot more construction cranes built, I think.
Well, you know, that's exactly what I see, and that's what I feel. But, you know, I'll tell you, when we run our unemotional model, interestingly, 35% of our portfolio is international right now. We see a lot of the phone companies, a lot of the international cell phone companies just rank out like monsters for us. And I'm guessing, you know, maybe as you travel around, as you see it, certainly I think you want to be careful what you pay for anything. But I'm just in awe of the amount of the what I call the free market, not democracy, which I think our government spreads the wrong word. It's, I think, the free market that is spreading. Tell me, you know, I've read your recent article. I'm probably not touching on some of the other things. Maybe any area you want to go and mention?
Well, you know, that's a great point. I think what you're talking about is basically the modernization of the developed or the emerging world. You know, I mean, these guys, you know, they all have access to the Internet these days. They all have, you know, TV. So, you know, they see the way people live in the West. They see the way Americans live with their iPods and their laptop computers, you know, their cell phones all the time. And so now you've got companies, for instance, like China Mobile in Hong Kong is now the world's largest cell phone maker. You know, you mentioned that. Cell phone communications is going like gangbusters. I mean, we take it for granted, Jordan, that we have, you know, a landline, a telephone line, a plain old telephone in our household everywhere in America. Well, you know, in China, more than half the households don't have a phone that's hooked up on a wire overhead that runs down the street, but a lot more of them have cell phones these days than they have even regular phones. So,
right.
You know, we're seeing a kind of a leapfrog in technology, and I mean, that's just one small microcosm of it, but you're right, this is going on everywhere in the world. It's not just China, it's Russia, it's Eastern Europe, countries like Poland, the Czech Republic, that, you know, were under the Iron Curtain for 50 years, are now, you know, starting to liberalize their economies. As you said, it's not so much the spread of democracy, it's the spread of capitalism that's raising the standard of living in these countries. And
right.
You know, there's really a lot of bright spots. Brazil is one case in point, right here in you know, closer to home in the Americas, that I think has got great potential.
Perfect. Now let me ask, where are you physically, where are you calling in from?
We're in South Florida, as a matter of fact. The Sovereign Society is in Delray Beach, Florida.
Okay, wonderful. And so have you been out to the Far East yourself in the last few years?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we do frequent conferences and over there, and you know, go to meet investors over there. I have a lot of contacts in that part of the world. And as I said, the, you know, the growth and the infrastructure, you know, just the build out of things like, you know, roads and bridges, power plants, and, you know, telecommunications is just phenomenal, and it's going to continue at a rapid pace for years to come.
Unbelievable growth story, and you know, I shared this thing, and it's very meaningful to me. Back when the Berlin Wall came down, they talked about 250 million new consumers being opened up to the free markets, but I think we're seeing something on a scale right now that just has people confused, especially those that do not travel, especially those without, I say, feet on the street. So the Sovereign Society, fill in the listeners a little bit more. How many people actually work there, and what kind of subjects you follow? I know I subscribe, and I know you guys have been really right on the natural resource, you know, growth, and you've been right on that. Tell us, you know, what does the team look like then? How long have you been with the group?
Actually, I've been with the Sovereign Society a little over a year, about a year and a half now. But the Cyber Society is 10 years old. We have offices based in Ireland, internationally, also here in the U.S. in Baltimore, besides the office I'm in Florida. And you're right, they have been pretty much right on the money with this international type of outlook, more so than the United States. Several years ago, 5-6 years ago, our investment director, Eric Roseman, started a newsletter service with the Sovereign Society called Commodity Trend Alert. And it, as you pointed out, that was right at the beginning of this big, mega bull market we're seeing in commodities right now. So we've done very well with that. You know, I think it's interesting what you mentioned about, you run your models and screen for different stocks, and you're coming up with a lot of international opportunities. You know, 35% of your buys are international. You know, I was talking at a conference recently and pointed out that, the average American, if you look at the statistics from the Investment Company Institute, the mutual fund watchdog, the average American only has 15 to 20% of their assets internationally outside the U.S., and yet the U.S. doesn't make up the lion's share of the world's opportunities to invest anymore. In fact, we're only about 40% of the total worldwide stock market value these days. In other words, 60% of all the opportunities lie offshore in other markets around the world. So I think that if there's one thing you'd have to do is you have to focus more on these international markets in order to, see the really good growth rates going forward.
Right. No, I think that's a great point. I want to share something with you, Mike, something that we're trying to help cure, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But one of the reasons we only have 35% is that we run this kind of diagnostic model where we really rely on quarterly reports very carefully. A lot of places, a lot of companies, even the big ones, large billion-dollar multinationals, they don't really provide quarterly data to the United States investors that will enable us to buy, and frankly, we're working with them. I'm talking about the very, very largest companies, not the small. So we have data right now on these tiny little micro caps, but when we run the large cap international market, we would probably maybe even double our allocation internationally had we had more data. But before we go, Mike, I want people to be able to read your work and find out more information. Tell them what websites, what phone numbers that they could reach to if they want to subscribe or have access to what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. The easiest way, I guess, to track down myself, Eric Roseman, and all the investment experts at Sovereign Society is just go right to our homepage, which is www.sovereignsociety.com on the internet, and you can check out all of our investment analysis there.
Oh, hey, fantastic. What I'd love to do, Mike, I'd love to have you on again and keep us apprised of your travels and what you're seeing. I enjoyed having you on, and continued great success. I know you're tearing them up as it is.
Thank you, Jordan. Same to you.
All right. Hey, my pleasure, folks. We're going to come right back with more profitable investing. You need to stick with us. We're going to wrap some things up, and like we always do, we saved a little bit to wrap up the show with. So stick with us. We'll be right back following this quick commercial break.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
Do you have business style? Is your business style working against you? Does your business style support your overall business and career goals? If you're not achieving goals at the workplace, you'll benefit from Business Style with Kimberly B., a leadership expert and executive recruiter who will outline strategies to help you manage your business and career and achieve the success you want. Listen live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific to Business Style with Kimberly B. on the Voice America Business Channel.
Over there's the water. whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her two-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing. And yeah, we're off to the races again. What we had to do, folks, is we had to wash them out. It's a tough, tough, tough business I'm in, but I've been doing it now for 22 years. We talked very early in the show about the washout that took place, the 2,000 new lows, and you can translate that into the international markets where, as Mike just pointed out, we actually did see bear market territory already in the NASDAQ here in the United States. We saw it in some international markets, but the funny thing is that people often wait for the shoe to drop right after the shoe dropped. And so when you see the 20% plus sell-offs, you got to realize, folks, they just cleared the deck again. And, yeah, we might go down a little further. And if we do, we're going to buy some more, because what we're talking about here is, in fact, a global build-out, which is just remarkable. Mike Burnett talked for a moment. I'll just share with you, if you didn't read the Sunday Times article that just passed, you really have to get yourself a copy of it. Right out of the desert will be built four new miraculous cities just out of thin air. The Saudi government has already put in something like $100 billion that's going to go in to start creating those cities. But folks, if their cost overruns look like our cost overruns, I'm sure you'll be looking at three times that before there's traffic jams in those cities. And in fact, there will be traffic jams in those cities. If you turn back the clock, well, I just got off the phone with one of our clients / partners, and he's going to be hosting a big party for a lot of the New York Giants right out there in Phoenix for the Super Bowl. Well, can you turn back the clock, folks, and remember that in this, not this generation, can't say anymore, it's 100 years ago, back in the very early 1900s, folks, there were 26 people living in Las Vegas. Phoenix, as you know, was a model city built right in a desert. And the last time I was there, folks, I sat in a traffic jam. So this global build-out, the thing that we did here in the United States, is in fact happening worldwide. You know, Mike said maybe 20% of the cranes are in Dubai. When you're in New York City lately, I got to tell you, there's got to be as many cranes working in New York City than at any time in my memory. And although people talk about how expensive New York is, it's not one of the 10 most expensive cities in the world to live in. Hong Kong, folks, doesn't have any more brownstones. Everything's a high rise. And, folks, all I can say to you is that where the growth will come from, nobody knows. But there are companies in business right now. Think about it. in the computer screensaver business, in the antivirus. Well, folks, there weren't computer viruses 25 years ago that people even had to think about. People didn't get to change their screensaver every day because they didn't have screensavers. And there will be, I saw more money went in last year to the medical device business than any other industry receiving the venture capital of money. And although my wife will tell me I got to improve my diet and everyone's eating bad stuff in this country and you got to watch because all the pollutants and contaminants and whatever you want to point at, people are living longer. We have more leisure time. I know that I'll be enjoying the Super Bowl on a big screen, and I think most of the country will be. The big discussion right now is on this new digital television, the analogs going away. Well, all I can tell you is that, yes, in fact, gloom and doom sells a whole lot more newspapers than does the simple story of continued growth. I mentioned at the top of the show, though, where I have my focus. And what I will tell you is I have a great study I'll share with you if you want to call in and get it. It was done back when I was a broker in the old days at Dean Witter, where they confessed that the brokerage firm economists not only get the magnitude of interest rates wrong, they usually get the direction of interest rates wrong. So if you want to focus on the economy and is there a recession coming, I will promise you that we have not cured business cycles. There will be times when economies grow more slowly and more quickly than each other, but when you break it down and you look at the single most successful investors of their era, whether it's the Warren Buffetts of this era, the Peter Lynch of an era just gone by us, whether it's the Gerald Loeb or the Jesse Livermore or the Leon Levy's, depending on how much you've studied or how much you're willing to study, they've done it, like I said, in environments where there were recessions and, in fact, new diseases occurring that no one ever heard of. The reason they were able to all set up charitable foundations and build hospital wings under their name was because they focused on identifying the superlative companies and the market leaders, and they left the chatter to other people who have nothing better to do with their time but to worry about the sky falling. So what I received today was a big box here. It was one of the prettiest boxes I had ever seen. It was the first 500 prospectuses for the Magnet's Exceptionator Fund. And all I can say is, you know your history, without promising anything, because we don't know what the future brings, the single best time to buy a mutual fund is the first year in operation, folks. Climb on board. That goes for you, too, in the engineers' room over at Voice America. That goes to you on Main Street, in every city, state in this country. This is a 40 Act, which is an incredibly difficult process to get through with the regulators. That means we are beholden to all kinds of state, federal reporting and whatnot. We will adhere to them as we invest in the top 40 companies on our screen. We will do it unemotionally. So we will follow the mantra here at the Magnet Investment Group, which is work hard, have fun, and follow the model. And the model has been tested and back-tested and used over 20 years, but this is the first time, without any interference or without any sub-advising to anyone else, we run our model, we run it independent. Give us a call, folks. Get your prospectus. Come on to magnetinvesting.com. By the way, I will be speaking 4 times down in the Florida Money Show in Orlando. I believe that's next week already. So if you want a ticket anyway, call us. work with us, work with any way you want, but just don't believe that the sky is falling because it just isn't. We're going to see you same time right here next week on Voice America. We might even pull off a live show from the Money Show. In any event, it's nice to see the green. Enjoy the profitable week ahead. Get your head out of the sand and get in here and let us help you. Have a great day ahead, folks. Profitable investing ahead. See you next week.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.